what do you think that main difference is? Do you know or not?
I think there's just something that goes deeper in the psyche. I think there's an animal instinct. Like, you know, I talk about our members, when you look at a lot of our members, who can vary from, you know, cognitively quite challenged, have a lot of cognitive challenges, to being very able, and they all just get the social thing. And I think it's because it's a deep ingrained animal function that's just hardwired in people's brains that the conscious side doesn't necessarily always know and understand. And I don't think I have that in the same way. So my conscious side and my other people, for instance, don't question it because it's just natural. They just do it. And if you ask them why, they can't give the answer why, because it's in their conscious can't necessarily explain it. But for me, it's not in the subconscious at all. So I'm just kind of figuring it all out. Why do people do this? Why do people do that? And, you know, and I always find it interesting, for instance, when you watch TV programs, and I watched Birds of a Feather once, and Sharon, the character Sharon, fancied somebody, and she says, "Ooh, I could drink his bath water." And that was the joke. But the fact that somebody would actually openly come out and say something like, or make a statement that says, "I would like to have sex with that person," I think, how would you actually verbalise that? And, you know what I mean? How can you be confident doing that? I find that interesting. But yet, I'll make a lot of vulgar jokes in team meetings about sex and stuff, and ooh or misses things. And what I always find amazing is people who've had sex lots and lots of times might get a bit embarrassed by that. And I think, but you've actually had sex. I've never had sex and wouldn't know what it was about. And yet I make these jokes and it's not an issue. I find that really amazing.